Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, it's funny here, but sometimes I think we should have our pre-show discussion become part of the regular episode of the PowerCast, like Debbie Siegelmeyer and Tim Swartz, our co-hosts, official co-hosts, not guest co-hosts anymore. Congratulations, Tim, that's a run-on sentence. But we were having such a pleasant conversation about different things, and I said, you know what? It's important that our listeners know what we're doing so they can tell us. Debbie, welcome to the PowerCast. I know you have not been on in the past. I don't know why. We've been around for 16 years. And
wow.
We might get it right someday.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And why did you wait so long?
I don't know. We didn't have Tim working with us. But any case, just so you know, Kurt Collins and Bob Zanotti will be guest co-hosts from time to time to give Tim some rest and some relaxation. So let's just leave it there. Debbie, you've been following the UFO conundrum mess, everything, for how many years now?
Oh, my gosh. I would say since a child, actually. But I started as an independent investigator in 1996, and then I became an actual MUFON member. I was going to MUFON meetings before that, became a MUFON member in 2000, state director in 2009, and that's when it all blew up. I had no idea so much was going on in our state. You don't until you become a state director and you see everything that's happening in your state and all around you. A lot of years.
How did the underwater stuff get involved?
Oh, that was just by chance. My husband and my son decided that they wanted to become scuba divers. They became scuba divers, and then they immediately signed me up, and I became a diver the weekend after 9/11, which was a little unnerving because at that time the government thought that everybody was becoming a diver so they could bomb bridges and that type of thing. So immediately, I had an FBI record. Then with that, I joined MUFON about the same time, and it just seemed to me like nobody was talking about what was going on underwater. And I did a lot of diving in the Caribbean off of, you know, just on vacation. We had a condo in Key Largo at the time. There was Carl Feint and a few others that were talking about underwater, but I decided, along with Tom Ferrario, that in, I believe it was 2003, 4, and 5, we taught an underwater UFO search and recovery class here in Missouri. And had so much fun with that. We put a legs on a 10-foot in diameter satellite dish and dropped it at about 35 feet. And just from there, I started teaching the class and became more and more interested. And my focus just totally went, just by default, I guess, toward water.
Well, I think one of the things that is not mentioned as much is the fact that UFOs are not just airborne. They go underwater. But, you know, we talk about flying saucers in the sky and everything. We don't think as much about the underwater stuff. Do we have as many sightings related to some kind of water issue or what?
Well, 1 in 5 sightings is water related in one form or another, whether it's a river, lake, ocean, sea, 1 in 5. That's a lot. 70% of the earth is covered by water. We've only been able to explore, according to NOAA, 5% of our underwater waterways, especially oceans and seas. So that's a great hiding place. And even the government, when they had these hearings and decided that they were going to form an office in Washington, D.C. that has to do with UAPs, I was listening closely to the questions, and when the question came up about well, what's going on underwater? The answer was, well, that's something that we're going to have to answer behind closed doors. And I thought, what? So that to me means that's where a lot of the activity is going on, at least, according to our government and the Navy pilots that have been taking these fantastic video.
What's interesting about the water is there's so much we don't know. Heck, even Aquaman could live down there, and we never know about it. You could have a whole civilization. I'm being semi-serious here, folks. A whole civilization underwater with its own self-contained atmosphere, of course, if they need it, and we would never know.
But what is amazing is if you ever go to Cozumel and you take a Royal Caribbean ship, because they park in one place and a lot of the other ships park over by San Miguel, go to the bow of the ship, look off to the left, and you may or may not see bubbles. I've been diving there at about 22 feet. There's an airplane, a small airplane that was crashed there in the 1970s for a movie. There are divers underneath swimming around a plane only at 22 feet or so, and you can't see from the top of a cruise ship, from the front end. If you can't see that, it's just amazing to try and think about what's underwater at depth that you can't see.
I would suppose then if I was coming here in a spaceship and I didn't want the populace to know what was going on and it was properly equipped, I'd go to an area of the planet where I was very unlikely to be spotted.
Right. And I mean, well, it depends too. I mean, look at Shag Harbor. You know, that was a craft that was in trouble and went into the water and hid. You know, I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with Shag Harbor. That was October 4th, 1967. Shag Harbor, Canada. And this craft went into the water. All the people around saw was this yellow foam stuff on the top of the water. They thought a plane had crashed and eventually moved to about 25 miles down the coast, hid there for a couple days till another craft came into the water. Another UFO, and supposedly, and repaired the first one, and then they eventually moved off. I think all this happened in about 5 days. I mean, so they used that as, oh my gosh, they could have just been going by and saying, oh, we're having mechanical trouble. There's a planet with water. Let's go hide over there and get ourselves situated away. I mean, it's hard to know what actually happened, but the sightings. I mean, I started gathering up information back in 2000, way back before 2020, in 2000 about water sightings. And I ended up with so much. I had files and files and books and books and books. I was just amazed at how much and how many different types of craft and what they were doing and where and when. It's been going on for a long time.
Well, it's not just oceans. It's any kind of water. I mean, lakes, even rivers.
Oh, absolutely. You don't have to tell us that here in Missouri. We've been having sightings around all three of our rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, and the Merrimack. Those are very, very hot areas. I'm working on one now that you could almost throw a rock to the Mississippi River. You know, and it was over an airport. I'm working on another one, have been working on another investigation since 2018 by another river. And our assistant state director, Missouri MUFON assistant state director, Margie Kay, has been working on sightings in the Kansas City area over there by the Missouri River forever. I mean, it's going on. Piedmont, Clearwater Lake, 1973. You know, it's been going on in our state for a long time. I think maybe that's what drew up my interest in particular, because we've got three rivers here and a lot of lakes.
Are you familiar with the work of Ted Phillips?
Oh, gosh, I knew Ted very, very well. I was on Ted's team. I've been to Marley Woods several times. I believe the last time I was there was sometime in early 2009. And then Ted, the work continued for a few years, but then his health got poor.
Debbie Ziegelmeyer, underwater UFO searcher, More to come with Gene and Tim and Debbie. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Debbie Siegelmeyer joining us. She works with MUFON, but she's also a scuba diver. And we're talking about loads of incredible sightings. And she mentioned before we broke that she had worked as part of the team for Ted Phillips. Ted Phillips was, of course, a guest on the Paracast on some occasions, talking about the Marley Woods area, which we have revealed is now in Missouri. And we're really getting progress there. I think I helped him with his sight at one time, but then unfortunately he became ill and was not able to continue. Can you give us, Debbie, any more insights into Ted?
Well, Ted was a wonderful person, very meticulous at how he would investigate. And then, I don't know if most people know that he started out as J.L.M. Hynek's assistant, who took up the reins from Ted is Tom Ferrario, who was Ted Phillips' assistant, and now Tom is the lead investigator there in Marley Woods. I'm still part of the team. Hopefully, we'll start investigations back up there again. It's a very interesting area. It's almost, I don't know if it's been described anymore as a skinwalker ranch. So much has gone on there, and it's continuing to go on. One of the little mysteries of Missouri and why, which is we're still trying to figure out why this state. We've got a lot of theories, but I could go on forever about that. But work's still being done.
By the way, folks, Tom Ferrario and Tim and I were on the December 26, 2021 show. We had a great time with Tom, so I would certainly suggest you listen to that. Continue, Debbie. Getting past that, with now, I assume the Marley Woods stuff is still going on today?
Yes.
Now, without giving too many specifics, how big an area are we talking about?
Oh, well, you'd have to ask Tom. I haven't been out there since about 2009, and from what I understand, the area expanded after that. I'm even wondering, too, you have that area, but a lot of what's going on is popping up in different parts of the state, and it seems like at one point, maybe we're going to, this phenomenon might reach way farther than what we thought. It may reach all the way from, I'd say, at this point, Highway 70 across the state of Missouri all the way to the Arkansas border. We are having some unbelievable things all the way across the state. That's one centralized area. I'm working on another centralized area. Margie is working on another. And what it's come down to is that Highway 70 south to Arkansas, it's a massive area. And at this point, we've got a lot of sightings going on, and there's been more and more lately. We can't keep up.
This is a question I have about this, and it sounds skeptical, because it is. Do you think we have these so-called portal window areas that are hotbeds of activity, because when things happen, more and more people are looking for stuff there?
I think in Missouri, we tend to go through phases. In 2011 and 12, we had a UFO flap here. We went from about less than 100 sightings a year to all of a sudden we had almost 300. It was just unbelievable. When it was August of 2011, we had a 90-some in one day. So I think it goes in phases. It also depends on where you are. We'll have an area that just for 2 months we have triangle craft sightings. And then we'll have another. Right now we've got a lot of these strange balls of light that are being reported. And they're being reported by very reputable people. So it goes pretty much in phases, I believe. We're wondering why. We know we're the cave state. We have a lot of lead in the state. We've got three rivers. We've got several lakes. We've got Lake of the Ozarks. So we're wondering, what is it? Or is it one thing or all of these things? We also have New Madrid Fault. It seems like we get a lot of activity right around the time of earthquakes. And so we have people on our team in Missouri that are investigating all of this. One that's keeping track of the earthquakes. And another one, we found out a meteor had come through centuries ago and, crashed through. And maybe that has to do with some of the lead. I don't know. But I think a lot of what we have is being focused around water. To tell you the truth, the equipment is picking it up better. My team we have cameras that are military grade night vision, not infrared. We're picking up objects that aren't visible to the eye, and we're able with the resources we have now to eliminate aircraft by transponder by using Flight Radar 24. Then, of course, you've got, at your, you know, we've got heavens above. We make sure we know what's in the sky, what, you know, what planet, stars, that type of thing. So we have a lot of resources to eliminate things and come right down to the unknown. And we've found a lot of unknown that's very interesting. We're able to triangulate and then concentrate on certain areas.
We've got a question from one of our listeners, Debbie. And this is from Richard Hopkins. And Richard is wondering about MUFON in general and scientific investigations. And he wants to know whether or not that the two work well together, I suppose, is the best way to see it. Richard, I think, seems to think that MUFON maybe doesn't go all out in doing proper investigation. So, I mean, how would you respond to a question like that?
Well, we train our investigators with information that's given to us by police detectives. Well, for one, though, our trace evidence chapter of our field investigator manual was written by no other than Ted Phillips. Mm-hmm. You can't get any better than that. He was trained by J. Allen Hynek. But then we have some police officers, officer detectives. We have military people that have contributed to our training manual. We also have MUFON University that's helping to train our investigators. So when they go out, I've had my manual since 2000, and I still look at it as a reference, my training manual. We're trying to focus more and more towards science. And, I mean, I'll be honest, things, you know, every once in a while you get somebody that veers away from that a little bit. And lately our director of investigations and the board of directors and our international director, well, we've discussed that we need to tighten this up to science. What I investigate are craft sightings, a legitimate something that I can grasp onto.
We'll be back with Debbie, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Once again, March for Our Lives gathered at the steps of the Texas State Capitol in Austin, demanding action in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde. They're calling for Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session of the legislature to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 to 21. Abbott has resisted the calls for tougher gun laws, instead saying that mental health care issues need to be the focus. The Uvalde School's police chief, Pete Arredondo, was sacked on Wednesday over the botched law enforcement response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School. There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Residents near the plant are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But experts say that the actual situation isn't as bad as it's being portrayed by both sides. This is USA Radio News. Conservatives are dismissing the information revealed in the search affidavit of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The heavily blacked-out document was released Friday in response to a request from several media organizations. Trump's National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe telling CBS News that he didn't see anything that justified the search warrant.
The unsealing of this today isn't going to do much to, again, tamp down the chaos, the confusion.
The 28-page document was used to convince a judge to sign the search warrant on Trump's Florida home. The newly unsealed court records also shows that the Justice Department repeatedly informed Trump's lawyers that Mar-a-Lago was not authorized to store classified information, a point that was reiterated to Trump's counsel as recently as June. Diplomats from across the globe have failed to reach an agreement on the United Nations treaty that is designed to protect marine life. You are listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So Debbie's talking more about MUFON's investigations and techniques in response to Richard Hawkins' skeptical question. Debbie, you got more to cover on that?
Well, just a little bit. We are focusing more and more on the science of it. And it makes it a lot easier now because science is more available. We're trying to train around the science of everything, make sure everything is documented. You know, like I said, we've got Flight Radar 24 for one. You know, you don't have anymore where people are just saying, oh, I saw this light in the sky, I don't know what it is. I can grab my phone pointed at the sky and tell you what flight is up there, where they left from, what the altitude is, where they're going to arrive. I can go back a year. Some of our investigators can go back 3 years, depending on the subscription you buy, where we didn't have Heavens Above before. So now we've got that, where if you go on the Heavens Above website, fantastic website. You can see where all the stars, the planets, where a Starlink, all of it is all right there. We are geared more towards science than speculation. Just saying, no, I don't know. I look at that. I'm not really sure. Well, I'm going to put that in unknown. No, we go through this with a fine-tooth comb. I have some of my people that worked in various jobs where they can triangulate. It amazes me. I can't even describe what they do because it's way over my head. But they can look at the stars, and that's why you always try and get a picture when you're taking a picture of an unknown to make sure that you've got at least tree, land, if you can, stars, because they can go by that and triangulate where they are. So we're trying our best to try to focus on science to identify or unidentify these. That's why most of our sightings, I'd say out of 100, 7 of them are unknown, maybe 8 are unknown. And if we knew what the government had, you know, it might be down as far as 3 are unknown, absolutely unknowns. But that there should even be 1. So that in itself is a little bit unnerving.
It is amazing right now all the apps and the ability that we now have to be able to tell, you know, what's going on out there. Like, you know, like you said, I use the Heavens Above app, and then there's all the ones that show the different planes that are flying overhead or will be flying overhead. So, I mean, it's really kind of like, you know, it's the salad days of UFO huntings when it comes to having these abilities.
I have a Sky Guide on it. I have an iPhone. I can take Sky Guide and point it up, and someone will go, oh, my gosh, look at that bright light. And I go, Venus or Jupiter, or can immediately and show anyone. I also have a warning that comes out on my phone if the International Space Station goes by or some of the other larger satellites go by. I get an alert. So I know exactly what's going on and where. I also have a MADAR. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the MADAR. That's something that picks up an electromagnetic field over your house. The state of Missouri has, I believe we've got 6 now. And just go on to the website, MADAR. You can purchase one there. The gentleman's name is Fran, and he's been around for a while, but we're hoping to get him all the way around the world. And we're taking those sightings and we're correlating them with UFO sightings. So we'll find out that there's 2-3 sightings in the area, and there'll be somebody with a MADAR in that area in Missouri, and that thing's going off. So we are trying our best to use science in every way, shape, or form we can.
Okay, let me back you up a little bit here. The MADAR, yes. Does this detect variations of a local electromagnetic field?
You're asking the wrong. Go on the website. I know what they do. It'll pick up an electromagnetic field, something that you're not supposed to have over your house.
Okay.
As far as the logistics behind it, I know that it's working here in Missouri, and I've talked to a lot of other people where it is, but it picks up a frequency, an electromagnetic field, and a frequency you're not supposed to have. Mm-hmm. And I listen, you know, I'll read emails from all the people that are getting MADAR hits. And frankly, that is way out of my field on some of this, but as long as it works. We also have a director of MADAR here in our state, James Baer, who lives in the Kansas City area, in Kansas City, and he's keeping track of these, and he's correlating the states all around us and then contacting the other states, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, the states surrounding us. And so if there's a lot of hits here in Missouri, he'll correlate them with their states, because there's a map that you can look at online that shows where the hits are, and it has updated of who have had so many hits and what states. And so he's using that as a tool to cross-check that against sightings that all the Midwest are having.
Considering now all of the home security cameras that are out there, Ring and all kinds of others, it'd be nice to be able to start finding a way to bring these all in together so that, say, you start having hits over a certain area, you can then pull up these security cameras to see if there's anything visually going on.
Ooh, I'd worry a little bit about that. That brings back to mind the old baby monitors that you found out your neighbor was looking in your baby's bedroom because they could pick up the frequency on those. I don't have one of those, but that just makes me a little bit nervous when somebody's got access to that I don't know to the outside of my house, or they're looking at my house. I try and stay away from all of that.
Yeah, I think about the shooting star sightings, you know, fireballs and stuff that you see on the news that, you know, somebody is posted from their Ring camera or things like that. You know, I'd love to see more UFO footage being gathered that way.
There is some. We do have sightings. We've had a few of them here in Missouri. To tell you the truth, most of the ones from the ring cameras have been spider web. I mean, there's something that's just really mysterious, and something moves across it. We have a photo analyst here. His name's Donovan, and he was the one that pointed this out. He found one at his house, and he thought, wow, what's this? And he was able to figure it out. So when we get those from the ring cams, we pass them along to him, and you can see it. You can barely see the spider web. It'll be over the top of the camera part of it, and then you get a bug go across that, and it looks like a craft is moving by or hovering. But I'm sure some of them have picked up some pretty incredible things.
You know, that also brings up one of the things that a lot of skeptics love to point out, that, you know, everybody now has cell phones with cameras, but we still don't get very good photos or videos of UFOs. And I just, I kind of have to say, you know, we get a ton. I mean, there are a lot of really good pictures and videos, but you have to take into consideration, I mean, even though these cell phones have cameras on them, they're still not the best cameras.
Oh, they're way better than what we had when I first started.
Oh, yeah.
HD now, some of these cameras are pretty amazing. The problem with it is most of the sightings are quick. They're 5 to 10 seconds or less. And then someone will see something streak across the sky, and they'll say, I had my mouth open, like, do you see that? Whoever's with them, do you know what that is? What is that? And then it's just gone, and they're thinking, I had my camera in my hand. I've been guilty of that. We don't have a quick reaction because you're thrown off guard. You don't expect to be out on a boat with the family or be at a family picnic or at the carnival and have some UFO all of a sudden show up in the sky above you, and while you're trying to figure out what it is, it's quickly gone. But we do get a lot, and the thing is, when we get pictures or video from somebody who it's what the craft is around for enough time, the interesting thing is it may not, because it's so far away, it may not be really good quality, but if they've seen this object or objects in the area enough, we go out there and we set up a sky watch with really, really good equipment, and that's when we're catching things.
We've got more to come with Debbie, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So we're back with Debbie and Tim and Jean, and one of the things that occurred to me is she was talking about photos. The fact that there are 400, 500 million cameras, probably over a billion cameras right now around the world, of varying levels of quality, some quite good, is that we don't seem to get really good pictures of UFOs, but with really top-notch equipment, maybe we do. But Debbie, how many really good UFO photos are there out there over the last 75 years?
you know, maybe more than we realize. I started thinking about the question, and I look at what the Navy's got. Those are pretty incredible pictures and video. I know here in Missouri we've gotten some pretty incredible things, but I just it boggles my mind to wonder what the government has that we haven't seen. But we do have those that have to do with water. In Missouri, we're working on a couple cases here. There's video that my team has shot. We've probably had, I think, a dozen investigators have been to this site since 2018. We'll be presenting our case at the MUFON Symposium in 2023 in Cincinnati, and we've got some very, very good video. Something that it actually unnerved one of the investigators, the one that was analyzing the video, to where he just put everything down for 3-4 days and said, I can't believe this is what we've got. And so he took a good, long, hard look at it. We've got some pretty incredible evidence. I also, it was January 25th of 2006, I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise. We had just left St. Martin. We're headed to St. Thomas. Now, while I was in St. Martin, I went scuba diving. I'm a scuba instructor, so naturally, any chance I get that's not in Missouri, I'm there. So I went scuba diving, got back on the ship. I didn't get to see a lot of St. Martin because I was underwater. So I was taking pictures as we left the port. About 20 minutes out, you know, we were far enough away from land that I thought, okay, well, now it's time to meet with the rest of the group. So it's about 6:20. I start walking toward the bow of the ship, and I look over to my right, you know, over the ocean, and there were two craft about the size of cars out maybe as far, it was hard to judge, at least 200-300 feet, but they were about the size of cars, saucer shape, moving kind of in a really tight circle apart from each other, pretty good distance away from each other, maybe 30, 40 foot away, but kind of vibrating, shaking, but circling. I looked over and I thought, what is that? And the first thing I did was look back to see if it was some kind of reflection from the ship. But I noticed really quickly the ship was leaving them behind. I got one really good picture. I took off running toward the back of the ship, trying to get another. I caught something through plexiglass. It wasn't very good. And then they were gone. We left them in the distance. I asked everybody I could on the ship that worked on the ship. I said, do you think it'd be a little sub? Of course, these were above, you know, just barely hovering above water. And they said, well, no. And I said, do you have a remote control, something that you put out there that's entertainment? Now, this was only the second of nine cruises I've been on. So I was wondering, what in the world? Well, they said it's illegal to do that, to throw anything off the ship, fly anything off of the ship. So I came to the conclusion that I went diving in St. Martin. I'm underwater, but I had to wait till I got back on the ship to actually catch a very good photo. I looked later, and there was one that looks like it's coming out of a fuzz or out of a fog, a third one. They're in my book. My book is The Alien Colonization of Earth's Waterways, but the picture's in there. And what I also noticed, too, that all my pictures on my camera were up to date, correct day and time until that happened. And then after that, my camera set to from January 25th to February 5th, 8 days and 7 hours later. And every picture from that point forward, you know, was off 8 days and 7 hours.
Not unusual. Every time cameras get involved with UFOs, sometimes things go awry.
The thing is that most people aren't looking up. You have people like me that are investigators. I've got a lot of good pictures of things I can't explain, but the two best are the one we'll be presenting in 2023 and the other one that's in my book. And I just have no explanation for either one of those. And, you know, those have just been lately. So they're out there. There's a lot of people that maybe are holding on to things and don't want to give them up. I had people that say, well, I got a picture of a UFO. How much are you going to pay me for it? I thought, we don't buy evidence. But if you go to enough conferences and you go to, you look online enough and you read enough, there's a lot of good information out there. Most people just don't know it.
That has to be gratifying for you, though, to here you are in this line of business and to actually have an experience like the one that you saw off the cruise ship, to see these things in daylight. That just has to leave you with a really good feeling.
That was a little unnerving. I was there to have a good time, and the last thing I was thinking about was a UFO investigation, and that's what I saw. And the funny part was that they say, well, you know, you dive, you go scuba diving, have you ever seen anything? I was scuba diving there just minutes, you know, well, a couple hours before, and didn't see anything underwater. I wait till I get on the ship, and then there it is. And the odd thing about it was I was probably the only one that saw it, because as we left port, it was 6:20. At 6:30 was the first sit-down meal. And a lot of people were trying to get ready and, you know, getting their picture taken and getting all dressed up. We had the 8:30 seating. That's why I was out there with just a very few other people. And I was out there actually dressed like a wet dog. I'd been diving. And so, you know, I had on wet hair, wet clothes. I was holding my old snorkel fins and mask. I usually take those and then use their gear. But I was out there, one of the few people taking pictures. I think right place, right time, and that wasn't what I was looking for. I just wanted the scenery.
Well, a lot of people also just don't notice something like that. You know, I mean, people like yourself and myself, you know, like you said, you're constantly scanning the sky. And I know, I mean, you know, you could point these things out at times to people, and they're like, what, where?
I drive around with a Jeep. I've got a Jeep Wrangler, a two-door Willie limited edition, and right now the top is off of it. The windows are out. The top is off. You know, so as I'm driving around, I'm looking up at the sky. At nighttime, I go outside and sit and look at the sky. So maybe there's not a lot of us that do that. Maybe that's the key. If everybody was doing that, there'd be a whole lot more pictures.
I want to back up just really quick here for a follow-up. You were talking about photos and videos, one of them where the guy who was working with him had to push his computer aside and leave it for a few days because they were just so compelling. Where will people be able to see these photographs?
We'll have that. It's video, and we'll have it at. I've already applied for it to be one of the 10 cases of interest, MUFON cases of interest. We do that very last thing at the MUFON symposiums every year. So the next MUFON symposium will be in Cincinnati, probably July of 2023. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact date right now. And it'll be in Cincinnati. We will be presenting it there. The fun part about this video, it's a couple minutes long, is that it's the same thing happened to Harley Rutledge in 1973 investigating Piedmont. He was at the Farmington Airport, and he and his students were trying to record these lights from Piedmont. And this bright light came down, they thought it was a plane going to land, and then it went back up in the sky and took off. And when it got to altitude, maybe 1,000 feet or so, it turned on its FAA lights, green light and red light. The amazing thing was the student, it's in Harley Rutledge's book, the student yelled out, professor, the green and the red light are on the wrong wings. They're opposite. And in the book it says, well, they got a photo, but black and white, you can't tell. We have it on video. That plane, as the light came across, and as that is leaving off into the distance, you can clearly see the planes going away from us, and you look to the left, and there's a green light, and you look to the right, and there's a red light, and it's moving away from us. They're on the wrong wing.
Before we go the wrong way, let's listen to these announcements to set us straight. We've got Debbie Siegelmeyer, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.